Welcome back to the show, and if you're new here, welcome. And I am your hostess, Natty Yander, of the podcast, Scruffy the Deep Thinking Cat, where happiness is found within. And so, lately I was thinking, I know that's probably a dangerous sentence right there, but I have been thinking. And I've been thinking about the old teachings of the Ten Commandments. What I think it is in a more modern teaching, that I think it needs some more clarifying for more of a modern standard, and a little more, well, I guess, old teachings. But we all know about the Ten Commandments. And if you don't know all the Ten Commandments, that's okay. Pretty much no one else really does. Tee-hee-hee-hee. But for those of you that do, well, that's cool. But a lot of people would say that it's very wise teaching. Some say it's overrated. Some say that it makes absolutely no sense. Some people don't even believe it at all. But what if there's a more modern teaching to it than we can actually see? Like, for example, the word God. I mean, we can all agree that God can have many names, whether it's God, the universe, or if you're a real nerd, the Force. That's usually what I like to go for, the Force. But some also say that love is also God's name as well. So, whichever you like to refer to the divine, that's totally up to you. But it all comes down to the word love. And it's pretty universal. Can't really go wrong with it. Can't really get offended by that word, now can ya? And so I was looking over the Ten Commandments, and I was thinking, okay, so, just what if? So anyways, here are the Ten Commandments that I think is a little more updated. Number one, some say love God more than anything else. But what if it means love more than anything else? Well, who doesn't love love? Love is always a very good thing. It's always very, very warming. It's always nice to be loved. It's always nice to give love. It's always nice to be loving. Whether big or small, that's what they said. The second commandment. Oh, by the way, this is probably going to be a little bit of a interesting humor to it, so yeah, I already said one of them, so yeah, I just feel like cracking jokes like that, so anyways, enough of that. The second commandment, don't make anything more important than God. But what about don't make anything more important than love? You ought to love family members, you ought to love your friends, you ought to love others more than greed, like material things, than money. I mean, yes, of course money is very important, and it's always nice to have certain material things, but love is more important than greed or just holding on to grudges. Because honestly, I feel like there are plenty of people, and I personally know a few people, who seem to rather hold on to wrath and grudges and just forget to love. I think that's what it all boils down to. Number three, always say God's name with love and respect. I guess that just goes down to cursing. I mean, okay. I mean, I guess it's saying, thou shalt not curse, except during sexy time. But that's what I say. Anyways, People think that words have no effect at all, or words mean absolutely nothing. Because I keep hearing some people say, what's wrong with cursing? It doesn't hurt anybody. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe some people couldn't care less. Maybe some people are affected overall. Well, actually, hold on. I don't think you'd want to say a bunch of curse words in front of a grandma, in front of your grandmother, or any kiddos. I mean, that's just not nice. Like, for example, I'm surprised that this word is not a curse word, but the word hate. Ugh. Hate. Oh, jeez. Because Dr. Emoto had did some research under a microscope, having looked at water molecules and the effects of each word or exposure to certain types of music. Now, when he was exposed to the word love, and he looked underneath the microscope and he saw such beautiful patterns, and if you don't know who I'm talking about or what I'm talking about, go ahead and look up Dr. Emoto's water molecule research. And it is pretty famous, and if you haven't heard of it, well, it's really, really cool. Just check it out. Trust me. But when it was exposed to the word hate, the water was very badly affected, and honestly, I'm thinking that, well, if people are good, are made of water good majority of the times, then maybe words do affect us in a way. Maybe that's why it's the third commandment. Oh yeah, and also when the water molecules were also exposed to loving, happy songs, it also gave off very beautiful, almost like snowflake patterns. It looked very, very pretty. And then when it was exposed to like heavy metals and sad, angry songs, it just kind of gave that, well, hideous pattern. Who knows? Maybe words do have more effect on us. Maybe that's why some people get hurt a little more when someone says something mean to you. At least I've always been told that sticks and stones may break bones, but words should have no effect at all. I'm not so sure about that one. I mean, it's good not to get offended, not to let it get to you, sure, but still, just doesn't feel good. So I guess I kind of get where they're coming with this one. And number 4, honor the resting day on the 7th day of the week. Hey, who doesn't want a lazy day? Next one, love and respect your mom and dad. I can hear some people saying, my mom was a jerk, my dad was mean, or I love my mom, or my dad rocks. So it's easy to love and respect them. But honestly, I think everyone should be loved and respected. Not just a certain group. I think this is more like an old teaching by you have to respect your elders. But when it goes to an extreme, it gets ugly, and honestly, there's no genuine respect or love, probably. And I'm definitely against forced teaching, because forced teaching honestly gives you the opposite results. And number 6, thou shalt not commit murder.
Duh.
Next one, the 7th. Always be faithful to your husband or wife. Okay. Now, what I believe with this one is, yes, please be faithful to your spouse, to your significant other. And for those who are more open to an open relationship type of thing, that's okay. As long as there is consent by 2 consenting adults. And remember, when you're asking, or when one person is asking for consent, and I've been taught this several times, it has to be a hell yes. A very enthusiastic yes. Not so much as like a, yes, like sort of that, I'm sort of people pleasing, but I really am saying no. And I used to be there. I used to people please a lot when I was younger. Thankfully, I grew out of that, but some people don't. So you have to watch out for that. And obviously, no means no. Number 8. Don't take anything that isn't yours. Well, duh. 9. Always tell the truth. That's kind of nice. And number 10. Be happy for what you have. And, like, don't steal others for your own gain or something. In other words, gratitude. And honestly, I think that's a teaching that's very important in any type of spirituality or any religion is gratitude. To be grateful for what you have. You lack gratitude, nothing can make you happy. So, honestly, this is a teaching I would say, keep practicing this one, especially. And also, I think that there are other important things I'd like to talk about. Yes, as I had written here, the other commandments. I feel like it's like the found answers of like the 15 commandments by, oh, what was his name? Mel Brooks? He did a very funny skit where he was giving these commandments and he dropped one of them, totally shattered one of the commandments, and just pretend that, oh, I was only given 10 commandments, but go ahead and watch the YouTube video. I'll leave the link below so you can go and check out that YouTube video. It's absolutely hysterical. Or you can just look it up. It's Mel Brooks and the 10 Commandments. But anyways, so what I've written here is, thou shalt not whine or complain. In other words, this kind of links up to the 10th commandment, gratitude. Pure gratitude. You can never have enough gratitude. And the next one is, thou shalt not negative self-talk. Instead, talk good about yourself. Please, 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 please talk good about yourself. Because if you can't respect or love yourself, who can respect you? And even if you're thinking, oh, but I'm a bad person, I'm a horrible person, well, who says that you are? When you learn to love yourself, you naturally become a better person. Much better person than you ever thought you would ever be. So, talk good about yourself and your future and the universe, the force, God, love, the divine, whichever you like to call it. And also, expand your knowledge. It's just nice to remain open-minded, learn new things. I mean, hey, you may be surprised with some of the amazing things scientists have learned, or other knowledges that you're not aware of. You're always a student, and one should always learn when they are alive. And next, thou shalt not blame. Well, it's just kind of nice not to blame others, because I always hear a lot of people blaming others for doing them wrong. Just letting go. Letting go of the past. And this one leads to my next one. Live in the now. Forget the past. Live in the now. Have faith in the future. Because what's the point on dwelling in the past if there's not a damn thing you can do about it? Because that's all you're doing. You kind of forget to live. And the next thing, thou shalt have faith. Just keep on having faith. Disbelief can actually sabotage a lot of things in your life. If I may be completely honest here, I'm nervous every time I do a podcast episode. Sometimes I think, oh, what if this is stupid? What if? What if this is a waste of time? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. The thing is, you just have to keep on going. Look up George Lucas and all the struggles he went through with Star Wars. And check out the creator for Godfather as well. The things that he went through as well. It's a really cool, inspiring story. And ever since I've learned about all the blood, sweat, and tears that they put in just to make their dreams come true, it made the movie so much better. Because now you know someone put all their effort into it, all the blood, sweat, and tears, and they pulled through. So, just have faith, okay? Next one, live to impress yourself. People pleasing is very, very, well, doesn't seem to benefit anyone. Not you, not anyone else, because you're not being your authentic self, and honestly, everyone can tell. So, what's the point of pretending to be someone who you're not? That's why you should never really look for other people's approval. Impress yourself. Amaze yourself. Expand your own expectations of yourself. Excel your own expectation of yourself. You may be just amazed on how good you actually are with things. And the next one. Thou shalt not seek the need for others' approval, like I was saying before. And I think these two kind of go hand in hand as well. You don't need to please others. You don't need anyone else's approval. Because this is your life, your journey, and you're the one who decides what you like to do in your life. So, honestly, no one has the right to tell you how to live your life. You know, they think that they're doing what's best for you, or they think that they know better. Honestly, no one does. So, what's the point of seeking other people's approval? They don't know anything. You might not know anything either. But one thing I can say is, you probably know yourself much better than you think. So that's why I say ignore the naysayers. If you feel like you really want to do something, then get your ass moving and go do it. I know, I said, thou shalt not curse, but I'm going to do it in this episode anyway. And then the next one, I think this one's also very important. And I admit, I kind of forget about this one. But thou shalt not argue. Because honestly, no one wins in an argument. And if you do win an argument, you lose the love for the other. I mean, what's the point of making the other person feel stupid or crazy or an idiot? It's really hard to be with someone who just makes you feel bad all the time. There are other constructive ways in quote-unquote arguing, or I should probably say debating. But I think that's more of an effective way to actually overcome disagreements calmly, without being overly emotional, and drop the word you. Unless if it's I love you, then that's okay. That's good. So that's it for today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, you can show support on this show by making a donation at one of the links below, because with your support, Scruffy and, well, mostly I, can make helpful episodes coming up. Let us know what you think, and we love you, and thank you for listening and for your amazing support. And so take care, and I'll be uploading a new episode very soon. Bye-bye.